Welcome to the My Best Self podcast. This is your home to discover unshakable confidence, peace, and motivation to become your best self. I'm your friend and host, Natalie Champlin. Now, let's make it a great day. All right, I told you I'm in this training, and the bummer is I can't tell you anything about it because it's one of the rules. But the topic that I wanted to bring up today is honesty with other people and practicing being honest with yourself and with others can be very, very difficult. And when I was at Funnel Hacking Live, there was a speaker who got up and he talked about, what are the facts? Can you just state the facts, like, of your business or of your results that you've created? And you just observe these things. These are just numbers, right? It's just information. And then you can observe the information and say, okay, well, what are the facts about the information I just gave? And I have a tendency to put things, I look at things very emotionally. Like, how do I feel about it? Or what do I think? Or what do I want? Like, my intentions. And at the end of the day, the things that we are measured by are the results that we create. And so I think it's important for us to take a look at the facts in our life. What are the facts about your current situation right now? You can write them out. Like, where do you live? How much money do you make? You know, are you married? Are you not? Are you in a relationship? Are you not? Do you have too much stuff? Do you not? Are you making what you want? Are you living? You know, feel like you're living with purpose and intention. And those are all just, you know, that's information. And then you can take a look at that and say, okay, so is this how I'd like to be showing up? Is this, you know, what would I like more of in my life? And what would I like less of in my life? And as we begin to look at our life in a quantifiable way, I think it helps us make decisions that are more effective at moving us from where we are to where we want to be, rather than basing things off of our feelings, because feelings have a tendency to misguide us in some sense. And I'm not talking about, you know, your intuition or your gut reaction or just that, you know, when you know in your heart and your gut that you got to do something. I'm talking about how, you know, when I don't feel like doing something, I can justify my way out of it very, very easily. But I can't justify, you know, well, I didn't get results because I, like, it doesn't matter why you didn't get results. And so at the end of the day, if there's a result you're looking to create, what are the facts behind it? And what are the facts that will help you identify the actions you need to take in order to create that result in your life? Thank you for tuning in to the My Best Self podcast. If this inspired you or helped you in some way, it would mean the world to me for you to do three things. Number one, subscribe to the podcast. Number two is rate and leave a 5-star review on iTunes. And if you do number two, the number three is to screenshot your review and post it on your Instagram stories and then tag me at Natalie Champlin. And I would love to send you a personal thank you and have a conversation with you. Thank you so much for letting me be in your ear today. I cannot wait till we get to hang out next time. Till then, choose happy and keep on smiling.